Coming up on WMAL.
Larry Kudlow, CNBC, has advised President-elect Trump on a couple of things over the past year. I wonder if he's got something to say about the selection process for Secretary of State.
And we'll give you the very latest on the Trump transitions. It's all ahead in the 8 o'clock hour right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by AT&T. We're preparing for what could be a big day at Trump Tower. Vice President-elect Mike Pence has indicated that a big announcement's in the works.
According to an official source, President-elect Donald Trump is expected to appoint Georgia Representative Tom Price as Health and Human Services Secretary. The former orthopedic surgeon has been working on a plan to replace Obamacare.
As a physician, I can tell you that it doesn't work for patients, it doesn't work for docs, it doesn't work for employers either.
The latest bill Price helped author includes tax credits for buying private policies and putting money aside in health savings accounts. Meanwhile, Trump is still meeting with contenders for Secretary of State, including retired General David Petraeus. I'm Yasmin Ammer.
Classes resume today at Ohio State University, one day after an attack on campus that left up to 11 people in the hospital. The attacker, a Somali student, was shot and killed by campus security. And now investigators are combing through the Facebook posts of Abdul Razak Ali Artan.
My brothers and sisters, I am sick and tired of seeing my fellow Muslim brothers and sisters being killed and tortured everywhere. And then in this post, he says, every single Muslim who disapproves of my action is a sleeper cell waiting for a signal. I am warning you, oh, America. Investigators have been scrutinizing this post, going through all of his other electronic media, talking to his friends, his family. Investigators have not come out and said that they have determined a motive, but certainly they have said terrorism is a possibility.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. A Brazilian soccer team is among the dozens of people killed in the crash of a chartered jetliner in South America overnight. Colombian officials say only 5 of the 81 people aboard survived the crash. It's believed one person who initially survived the crash has since died. The plane was taking the Brazilian First Division soccer team to the finals of a regional tournament in Medellin. The D.C. Council is expected to take a preliminary vote next week on what could be the most generous paid leave program in the country. Jim Dinegar, president of the Greater Washington Board of Trade, is concerned, though, about the scope of the bill.
I believe that this includes residents of Virginia and Maryland, as well as the district, not restricted to just D.C. employees.
11 weeks of paid leave would be available to parents caring for newborns. Those assisting an ailing parent or grandparent would be eligible for 8 weeks of paid leave. Today is Giving Tuesday. And if you're planning to donate to charity, you'll also want to make sure you can deduct it come tax time.
Charities are always in need of help, but Brad Kaiserman with the Red Cross is hoping that people will be extra generous today.
It's been a record year for weather-related disasters, and keeping that in mind, we could really use everyone's help on Giving Tuesday.
Eric Smith with the IRS says in order to claim it on your tax return,
in most cases, you're going to need to get a receipt from the charity or some kind of an acknowledgement that you gave the money.
If you donate goods, they have to be in good condition. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Workers at Dulles and Reagan National Airports are planning a noontime rally today demanding a $15 an hour wage. Larry Engelstein is Executive Vice President of the Service Employees International Union.
The rally is part of a national day of action at over 20 airports around the country and in hundreds of cities as part of the National Fight for 15 campaign.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,098, the NASDAQ at 5369. Sports, the Eagles fall to 5-6 with a loss to the Packers. NBA, the Wizards get 31 points from Bradley Beal as they beat the Kings. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work.
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this mid-size accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all out and about, all on different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy. Giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway. Well, Park Police tell me, yes, they did have a two-car crash. Southbound side, GW Parkway, as you head past the Key Bridge, but now to the median. But boy, we have major delays coming in from 123 on the southbound side. George Washington Parkway heading down to the Key Bridge and then continuing now toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. With the bailout traffic, Chain Bridge Road and over the Chain Bridge, that picks up a lot of extra volume. So does Glebe Road, trying to get over to the Chain Bridge as well. We're thick in the rush hour. Northbound side, George Washington Parkway also, they were trying to get that cleared to the shoulder, the crash that was along the way. Inner loop near the toll road, accident out of the travel lanes. We're still back to the Wilson Bridge near Route 5, Branch Avenue. Now for 270, coming southbound out of Urbana into Clarksburg, stop and go. The crash that was along the way there has been cleared. Now, once you get beyond Clarksburg, I'm still seeing most of the way Gaithersburg, Rockville, and down to the 270 spur. Just a heavy rush hour there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Occasional showers this morning, maybe some steady rain at times, especially second half of the day. Possibly a rumble of thunder, a south wind, and mild 66. More showers, more thunderstorms tonight. There may be a little low early, down to 60. Tomorrow, thunderstorms early, showers in the afternoon, mild, breezy, 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Chantilly, 48 in Olney, 52 degrees in Washington. Drought-fueled wildfires torch Gatlinburg, Tennessee, as over 100 homes are threatened. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by Larry Kudlow, who knows Larry O'Connor, who knows a thing or two about what's going on in Trump world these days. He'll join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson.
And I'm Larry O'Connor. Yes, our guest will be Larry Kudlow.
That's right. Did I say Larry O'Connor?
Yeah, I've been here all morning, brother.
Golly, you know what?
It's all right.
Can we just start this whole hour over?
Yeah, let's
again?
Do that.
Stop.
All right, stand by.
Now, Washington mornings on the
Because I can do better.
At AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. In about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by the one, the only, Larry Kudlow.
Love that guy.
I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
I'm taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm
born. All right, Uber drivers. And we're lucky enough to have a lot of Uber drivers listen. I know this because I get into an Uber, and there it is, right on the station. I love that. Real fast, we'd love to take a couple of calls here if we can. If you're an Uber driver, where do you stand on this whole idea that Uber drivers are supposed to strike today to demand a $15 minimum wage? Just jump on in here and give us your quick take on it. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. We do have a lot of Uber drivers, and I find this absolutely outrageous. And I don't think these are true Uber drivers who were doing this. Mm. Here's what's happening. Uber is joining a nationwide strike today to demand $15 minimum wage. Uber drivers are. Uber drivers. This is supposed to raise awareness for the desire of Uber drivers and also fast food cooks, airport baggage handlers, home care workers, blah, 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 who all want $15 minimum wage nationwide. These are these walkouts that we've seen from fast food restaurants and everything. Listen to this. Drivers plan to demonstrate their contempt for the current $7.25 minimum wage by having their cars sit idle in high-profile places.
That'll teach them.
They'll be non-responsive at San Francisco International Airport, walking alongside airport and fast food workers with signs saying, "Your Uber driver is striking." You know, a take on the "Your Uber driver is arriving."
Right.
Uh-huh. This is the write-up from VentureBeat.com, and they clearly have their agenda. their contempt for the current $7.25 minimum wage. Yeah. Maybe it's me, but I've met a whole lot. One of my favorite things in this town is to talk to my Uber driver and find out why they decided to do this.
They're very entrepreneurial.
Yes, they are. They did not get into the business of being an Uber driver so they could make a minimum wage. It's the opposite of that. This is the whole point. They want to be able to have control of their own destiny and not have limits on what they can make or what they don't make, for that matter. That's the whole idea of taking your risk and starting your own business. It makes no sense. I don't understand what this is. And I think that real Uber drivers who are out there in the spirit of what this is meant to be, they look at this with contempt.
Yeah, I tell you what's going to happen is that the Uber drivers that you and I have run into, the ones that are entrepreneurial, are going to say, opportunity.
That's right.
I'm going to go in there and scoop up all this business, man, because if there are fewer Uber drivers there and there's demand for the product, then I'm going to be able to make some money today. The law of supply and demand will work out well for them. And so they're going to take advantage of it. And I think this thing falls flat on its face.
It's incredible to me that they're actually projecting. You know, we're gonna stand there outside the San Francisco International Airport and other high-profile places and let our car sit idle with signs saying we won't pick you up. You're absolutely right. Why wouldn't an Uber driver who wants the gig just drive right up behind him and say, I'm here.
I'm right here.
Jump on board.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they're trying to move sympathy for their cause, this whole idea of a $15 minimum wage, clogging up traffic at an airport. Do they really think that is going to do well?
And irritating,
I'm on your side.
Irritating your customers.
Right.
That doesn't help your cause.
The Uber company must be very, very concerned that this is happening. Again, Uber doesn't necessarily employ these people. They are independent drivers that work on their own. They don't have a minimum wage because they don't actually work for anyone. They're their own boss. That's the beauty of being a driver. Dr. Rick in Silver Spring, real fast, I'd love for you to jump in on this. Wait, does this make any sense to you?
No, it's economic illiteracy. But ultimately, it hurts those it's meant to help.
Yeah. And so how does this sway public opinion to their side? And it's completely incongruous with the idea of being an Uber driver in the first place.
They'll go to Lyft.
Yeah. Listen, you want a minimum wage, you go work for a company, then you like driving people around, and you want to make a minimum wage, and you want to just make sure you've got your steady check with maybe some tips here and there, go be a taxi driver.
Yeah.
Go work for one of the medallion.
Exactly.
Tanks.
That's it. That's how that works.
Tom in Woodbridge, you're on WMAL. Uber wants to strike today. They won't be picking you up, some of these drivers, because they want a minimum wage, Tom.
Well. They want a minimum wage. Very few people get minimum wage, and those who do are completely, typically, unskilled labor. And the point of pushing all this at $15 an hour, what it really does, dumbs things down, because that's entry level. Even Walmart says that the vast majority of their employees make more than minimum wage. They only start at minimum wage when they come in with no skills, no background, like at high school or right out of high school.
Yeah.
And then once they, I have a friend who really didn't have much going for her down in Mississippi. She started minimum wage, but within 6 months, she got pay raises. Within a year, she got promoted to manager. Now the gal, young, I think late 20s, making $40,000 a year, which in Mississippi is pretty good money.
Yeah, that's right.
The point is, it's nonsense. But what they want to do is they want to take people. This is what really hurts Europe, and I know I spent a lot of time in Italy, and you've got what it does is certain people are locked into a job, other people just can't get one. They just, it suppresses, it takes all that money away from the possibility of giving pay raises to other people, because all the money's going to these other people to pay them for the base. It's all about this equality. And this movement in this country reminds me of the Bolshevik movement.
Thank you, Tom. I hear you, but we're just trying to focus on the Uber aspect. But I'm in sync with you on where this all heads. Jack in Falls Church, you're on WMAL.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to point out, I was an Uber driver for a time, and it was the taxi cab unions that were paying out the nose for all these PR firms to beat up Uber, to try to ban Uber everywhere that they were operating. And now all of a sudden, now that they realize that Uber's not going anywhere, they expect the Uber drivers they were trying to put out of business to join their team. It doesn't make sense to me at all.
You're right. Well, it doesn't, and that's why I think this isn't. I mean, listen, anyone, I just shouldn't say anyone can be an Uber driver, but after passing a couple of basic tests, Jack, I mean, basically, I could become an Uber driver tomorrow, right? After I fill out the right forms and they do the basic test with me, right?
A week.
Yeah. Let's say a week. So, listen, I think these are people infiltrating the Uber movement. They're not actually Uber drivers. They're just trying to lend the name of Uber to their cause.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Jack, thank you for that. How about Andy and Frederick? Real fast, Andy, you're on WMAL. Hey, Andy.
How you doing, guys? I just want to point out that, you know, all of these minimum wage workers work in late night shifts. They typically call Uber to get home because, you know, maybe they work in the city, they don't have cars. And now they're expecting the Uber ride to double in cost.
That's right. Of course. That's right, Andy. It's people who work those late shifts who need the Uber rides home.
Exactly.
Metro won't take care of them anymore because Metro is going to shut down. So you got to call Uber. And now Uber's going to cost more because they're forced to give it a wage. Well, great point, Andy. I appreciate it. Thanks for the calls. Next up, the latest in Trump transition news.
Right now, 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Boy, we need someone to drive us through this commute. It has been a tough one. Let's start first in Virginia. If you're heading toward the Fort Belvoir area, Route 1, it's a solid lineup to get up to the crash at the Fairfax County Parkway. So that's where your focal point of those delays are. Once you get beyond, you're good. So northbound Route 1, Fairfax County Parkway, accident activity. For 95, that's probably one of our better parts of the commute. Once you get through that volume out of Stafford and Aquia, then you will hit the delays just as you approach the Beltway to the inner loop and through Annandale. The crash beyond the toll road that was on the shoulder onto 395 across the 14th Street Bridge. Two accidents on the George Washington Parkway, northbound at the Beltway. Park police tell me that's cleared. Southbound near the Key Bridge, they tell me that one's into the median, but very slow as a result. And on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound at Route 100, you are good to go. If you're heading up toward BWI, that crash is gone, and I'm seeing an easy northbound pace on the 95 stretch between 100 and 32, volume each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The forecast calls for a lot of rain today, and actually temperature going to be kind of mild, but it's going to be very breezy. Temperatures around 66 today. Winds out of the south at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, thunderstorms after midnight, 60. Tomorrow, thunderstorms in the morning, a high of 73. 73 tomorrow. Thursday in the upper 50s, Friday in the low 50s. Saturday looks like a nice day, but sort of coolish. Mostly sunny temperatures in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 50 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor. Time to talk about transition news. Let's talk first of all about one that seems to be pretty much buttoned down. Everybody seems to be in agreement that later today, Donald Trump will make it official that Georgia Representative Tom Price will be his choice to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS.
Yes.
This is Dr. Tom Price. I think he's an orthopedic surgeon by training. And, he has a thing or two to say about how Obamacare should be managed.
Ever since President Obama and the Democrat-led Congress passed Obamacare 6 years ago, the law's failures have been piling up, premiums and deductibles going through the roof, patients losing their doctors, millions of people getting insurance cancellation notices in the mail. This is ridiculous, and the American people should not have to put up with it.
That's very nice, and I love the guitar accompaniment right there.
It is nice. Yeah. It's great that he has. It's like a traveling minstrel.
Yeah, he's just a little Spanish guitar going.
Well, we've had Congressman Price on program quite a bit. He's the chairman of the Budget Committee, and he is not all talk and no action when it comes to the idea of calling for a repeal and replace of Obamacare. He has put forth bills that would do just that. They just haven't gone anywhere because Barack Obama, with his pen, has sat on the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, this is one I like. This is a no-brainer. This is a good choice and easy confirmation, I think. How in the world can they come after me? He's got such a good reputation in town. So there we have that. That'll be interesting.
But, you know, as Barack Obama worries about his legacy in the hands of Donald Trump, the legislation, the signature legislation with his name on it, Obamacare, is truly facing an existential threat now.
Yeah.
And Tom Price is the perfect person, soon to be Secretary Tom Price, is the perfect person to oversee not just the dismantling of the Affordable Care Act, but then the implementation of what the Republican Congress and President-elect Trump will want to put in place.
Okay, so we learned yesterday that Monica Crowley has been tapped for the folks over at Trump Tower for some kind of job in the White House. ostensibly one thought she might be a good press secretary. Not sure that's what's going to happen, but she says she'll only confirm that she's in discussions to join the quote-unquote communications team over there.
Isn't she a talk show host?
Yeah.
Would you ever take a job in a White House if you were asked?
No.
No, now, is that this White House or any White House?
No, and I don't think I really want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time, maybe, but I think that time has passed for me. But no, but she'll do well if she gets in that job. So there are three people being talked about in the communications arena. One is Kellyanne Conway. One is Laura Ingraham. And the third, now that we know of, is Monica Crawley. So we'll see how that all turns out. You see her all the time on Fox News. She's quite good. She'll be fine. And then, of course, a lot of speculation about what in the world is he going to do about Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yesterday, he met with David Petraeus, cut 26. David Petraeus, a former general, has having conversation with Donald Trump about whether or not he might make a good Secretary of State. Both men seem to be impressed with the other. Here is David Petraeus as he exited Trump Tower yesterday.
I was with him for about an hour. He basically walked us around the world, showed a great grasp of a variety of the challenges that are out there and some of the opportunities as well. So, very good conversation, and we'll see where it goes from here. And I've got to teach this afternoon, so that's all I can do today.
The education stops for no one. Sorry, press corps, got to go, got to move, got to go teach. But Trump said in a tweet, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying, just met with General Petraeus, was very impressed. So there.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's an impressive individual,
I would think that he would be. But then the question is, what about Mitt Romney? What is this?
Before we get to that question, how do we, as Republicans, conservatives, who have been so outraged over Secretary of State Hillary Clinton keeping classified top secret information in a vulnerable private email server, how do we now abandon that position and say it's okay for General David Petraeus, who has admitted to mishandling top secret information, also involving his private email account? How do we now look beyond that and say, well, oh, but he'd be a great Secretary of State? I mean, seriously, don't we sort of lose credibility on that argument?
Yeah, I think so, too. However, at least he took his punishment. He admitted, and he took his punishment.
So really, you'd be okay with President Hillary Clinton if she had taken her punishment first?
I would be more okay with it. Mm. Let's put it that way. And very quickly, it looks like Romney's going to have a second meeting with Donald Trump today, which will extend into dinner again. The conversations are thought to be about Secretary of State.
Everybody's asking, why are they having dinner? I figured it out. Because they're going to be hungry.
Good reason. You got to eat.
Yep.
You got to eat. Might as well eat together.
Right.
8:22.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
If you've been having a hard time selling your home, the answer, my friends, is not another one of those open house thingies. I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. You've heard me talk about Frank for a while now. That's because Frank delivers guaranteed results. You see, any agent can hold an open house or put a for sale sign in your yard. Frank will aggressively market your home to the right buyer and get you results. Consider the story of William. Not only did he need to sell his Metro DC home within 30 days, but also as is. With Frank's plan, William's home sold on time, no out-of-pocket expenses. No risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price. You agree upon a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank just comes in and buys your home guaranteed. Don't be fooled by other agents with similar guarantees. There's only one Frank Prindle, so call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538, online at itrustfrank.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
One and a two and a one and a two.
Oh, Jerry, I just can't. My muscles are so sore.
What you need is some soothing relief. When I get aches and pains, I just reach for the Tiger Balm.
Tiger Balm? Does that really work?
You bet it does. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast, proven pain relief. Tiger Balm works where it hurts.
Jerry Rice, after all these years, you still get sore?
You try dancing with a linebacker sometime.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
It's 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still seeing the westbound freeway slow as you come off the 11th Street Bridge and off a northbound 295. A continuous delay. The earlier crash, though, that happened right before the outbound 14th Street Bridge, that's been cleared for a while, but we're still trying to clear these delays. Suitland Parkway, as a result, very slow inbound, trying to get up onto 295 or even continuing over to the Douglas Bridge. 395 jammed Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Had a minor crash on the eastbound side. They've cleared that. Now, heading from the Wilson Bridge, Maryland into Virginia, slows back near Route 5 as you cross the bridge. And then keep alert. Had the crash reported on the exit. Looks like it's going to be Outer Loop near Telegraph Road. Onto the Inner Loop, north of the toll road. That crash to the shoulder. And no late problems to report here as you head through Germantown, Gaithersburg, and Rockville on 270. But stop and go. Update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. You know, your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make the difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few showers around for the first part of the day. Showers and maybe some steadier rainfall as we go through the afternoon with a thunder shower. A gusty south breeze and a high of 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, 827 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hey, I want to make sure to tell you all about the Fisher House Foundation Radiothon, which kicks off starting this Friday right here on WMAL. It's a two-day event, not one, but 2 days. It starts right here on this program on Friday at 5 a.m., goes out throughout the day. You'll get a chance to make your contribution to the Fisher House Foundation, which does so much good work for the families of our wounded warriors. And it's just a great... And by the way, you've been so generous over the years. $4.5 million donated by our listeners to the Fisher House Foundation over the years. And we continue again this week, starting on Friday. And then on Saturday, it continues all day long, but there'll be a special emphasis between 4 and 7. As we go live for a radio remote from the dining pavilion over at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City.
Yeah, and this is a great way to kick off Christmas. Listen, get some Christmas shopping done over there at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City, and then you can hang with me, with Brian, and with Chris Plant. It's very rare to see the three of us in one place.
Yeah.
It's like how the president and vice president, it's a protocol thing.
Yeah.
You can't fly on the same plane.
Yeah, that's right.
God forbid if
something
were to happen.
Is there a designated survivor?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But I can't tell you who it is. You won't be happy.
Okay.
He likes pandas. It's 8:28 on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Business owners, pay attention to this important message. Silver Rock Funding has access to millions of dollars in private investor capital to lend to established businesses. Do you own a business and need cash? Our investors are looking beyond credit scores to find you funds to help you grow. If you own an existing business and have been making at least $10,000 a month, then grab a pen or call right now from your cell phone, 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354. Call Silver Rock Funding at 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354.
May I help you?
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I understand you do commercial work?
Absolutely, ma'am.
I think you may be shocked when you see just how much junk we have.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Even when we have that much junk, all I have to do is point?
That's a really nice manicure you have.
Thank you.
Would you lift up a finger where I can see it?
It's gone. It's all gone. Just like that.
All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Coming up in just a moment, Larry Kudlow. It's 8:30. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Vice President-elect Mike Pence says there are going to be a number of very important announcements today. The president-elect has reportedly tabbed Georgia Congressman Tom Price to head the Department of Health and Human Services. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has also been busy on Twitter this morning talking about the American flag.
Saying nobody should be allowed to burn the American flag. If they do, there must be consequences, perhaps loss of citizenship or year in jail. Now, in the past, politicians have also tried to put forward protections for the flag. Hillary Clinton, when she was in the Senate, proposed a law that would have outlawed flag burning. George H.W. Bush also wanted to do away with flag burning, but the Supreme Court has disagreed. When they weighed in on this, they said that the right to burn the flag is constitutionally protected under the First Amendment. So this is the kind of thing that could be far beyond Donald Trump's reach.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Colombian authorities report there were only five survivors among the 81 people aboard a chartered jet that crashed in the Colombian mountains overnight. One man who initially survived has since died. The dead include players, coaches, and staff from a Brazilian soccer team.
Access to the site of the accident is not easy. We're talking about rugged mountains and a high altitude. Chapecoense was on its way to play game one of two in the South American Cup. The match was to be held on Wednesday.
Correspondent Rafael Romo. Authorities say a distress call came from the plane reporting an electrical failure, but they're also not ruling out the possibility the plane simply ran out of fuel. Investigators are studying all the clues to learn what may have been the motive for yesterday's attack by a Somali man on fellow students at Ohio State University.
Law enforcement not ruling out terrorism, but they haven't established a motive just yet. They are interviewing witnesses, talking to family, and scouring through surveillance video, some of that video taken here at the university before that attack. But perhaps the biggest clue is coming from a Facebook message posted around the time of the attack.
Correspondent Rosa Flores checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,098. The NASDAQ at 5369. Sports Monday Night Football. The Eagles lose to the Packers. NBA, the Wizards top Sacramento in overtime. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change, and change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Route 7 do have a crash, but stick with it. It's not going to cost you too much extra time. Eastbound 7 just past Cascades Parkway. Watch for police direction. Then you're pretty much good to go. A little bit of stop and go for the morning commute in our normal spots as you pass Springvale Road. And again, heading up toward the toll road. Eastbound inbound toll road slows to merge onto the inner loop of the Beltway. The crash, last check, still on the right shoulder. Inner loop just north of the toll road. Northbound side, George Washington Parkway to get up onto the Beltway. Still slow from our earlier accident there. Southbound GW Parkway, we are still in the thick of it with this rush hour. Had the two-car crash. Southbound GW Parkway just past the Key Bridge on the brakes back near 123. So should find travel lanes open. Now for 395, almost back out of Newington to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now along the way near Glebe Road before you get to the Pentagon, a minor fender bender was reported. So keep alert, everybody. And no late problems to report 270, but pockets of delays through Hyattstown, Germantown, and now to Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll have some showers around, damp pavement this morning, and might make some puddles second half of the day. Maybe a rumble of thunder, 66, a south breeze, 15 to 25 miles an hour. 60 degrees tonight, showers and thunder showers becoming likely again after midnight after a break early. Showers and thunderstorms early tomorrow, still a chance of showers in the afternoon. Breezy and mild, up to 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Woodbridge, 52 in Rockville, 58 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry because you're starting your day the right way. And we always start our Tuesday the right way at this time when we're lucky by talking to Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show, right here at WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. Of course, his new book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Hi, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, listen, you have spoken quite eloquently here on this program, on your own program, wherever anyone will listen to you.
It's the only way Larry knows how to speak is eloquently.
But specifically about the need to reexamine, if not completely dismantle, the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare. So you must be heartened to know that Chairman Tom Price of the Budget Committee is going to be leading the Department of Health and Human Services. What is this signal to you?
I'm very heartened by it. Tom is a friend, and he's got good plans to dismantle Obamacare, and he's got good substitute plans to rewrite Obamacare. So I like that very much. I mean, it's a little soon for details, but basically he's going to end all the mandates, and my guess is he's going to end all the tax hikes in there, and he's going to probably go to some kind of system of credits or refundable credits so people can take that money and shop around and buy the health care plan that works for them. So it's a completely different idea. It's not a government-run. It's going to be an individual-run or a family-run health care program. I've talked to Tom about this for years, and he knows the score. So this is a very positive appointment.
If that works, I mean, I assume that you've run the numbers and you believe it will work. Because if you were to go out there and come up with the alternative and it doesn't work, then that doesn't serve anybody well, right?
Right. But, you know, you've got this bureaucracy and apparatus coming out of the government, which is completely unnecessary. I mean, basically, the government today dictates You know, what you can insure, what you can't insure, which operations you can have and which operations you cannot have, and including which medications, all that's got to be changed. All that's got to be changed. And I think, I don't know where he's going to go on these exchanges, because the exchanges actually were a Republican idea 20 years ago and could be used very fruitfully as long as they're run as private exchanges, not with the government dictating, again, which policies you can use. So I'm hopeful that that area of choice and competition might survive this, except under a, you know, private market guise rather than a government-run guise. And I think that's pretty much what Tom Price is going to look for.
And listen, here's where I'm interested in this, Larry Kudlow, and that is Tom Price, knowing that Barack Obama is at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, he's been able to put forth all these proposals, knowing that they're not really going to go anywhere. Now the rubber hits the road,
right.
And I wonder if the political will is there to do that kind of radical dismantling of Obamacare because of the handful of popular things that people do like about it, number one, and number two, the inevitable attacks that we will get from the Democrats, probably led by Barack Obama in his retirement, screaming about how children are going to die in the streets. You've talked to this guy. You said he's a friend. Does he have the political will to stand up and say, this is what's best for the country, and I'm willing to take the shots?
Yeah. Well, look, everybody hates Obamacare. I don't think whatever Obama says or doesn't say is the most unpopular plan he ever did. It brought down the House in 2010. It brought down the Senate in 2014. And it sure helped to bring down the White House in 2016. So, yeah, I mean, look, the president has made this a priority. President-elect has made this a big priority. You talk to House and Republican leaders, they want to go for this. You talk to Senate leaders, they want to go for this kind of reform. Now, it'll take a little bit to piece through all the details. And, you know, you'll have a regular order, is my guess, so that the committees will hold hearings and so forth. But, sure, this can work. I mean, there's no constituency for Obamacare particularly. And remember, this business that some things will survive. I mean, you know, people with preconditions, illnesses, sure, that'll survive. I mean, one way or another, even if the federal government have to pay them, it can survive. And so I've never seen that as a problem. If a 26-year-old wants to, you know, stay in their home, to me that's a very minor point. But Trump wants to overthrow the whole system. And I think that's a good idea. What will be harder is whether or not to reform Medicare down through the months. I mean, I don't know yet what the Trump administration, I don't really think they have a position on Medicare. Tom Price knows a lot about that. Paul Ryan knows a lot about that. That's tricky because in many cases, future Medicare recipients under a reform plan might come out with less. And that's always very, very difficult. And Trump did campaign regarding Social Security on not cutting back on benefits. So you'll have to parse through that and see where all that goes. But I think Obamacare is not going to be as hard as you think.
All right, let's turn to the Secretary of State job, which is, you know, it's the job of all reporters and analysts to, you know, pontificate about this right now. Rudy Giuliani's been mentioned. Mitt Romney's been mentioned. But, you know, there's the whole issue of, you know, well, he wasn't very loyal to the Trump effort of the campaign. Then you have David Petraeus, a man who's immensely qualified, but he's got this issue about mishandling of classified materials. How do you think that's going to play out?
I don't know. I mean, I'll just tell
you. Who do you like?
I don't know. Who do I like? I'm not sure I know who do I like. I think I'm still leaning towards Rudy Giuliani, who I thought was a good choice. Look, regarding Mitt Romney is very good man, but the things he said about Trump during the campaign, I mean, I agree with Kellyanne Conway, what she's been saying out there. Mitt can't get a free pass on that. Either the guy's got to apologize or the Trump base is going to go berserk and ballistic. And there are some people who are arguing that if you give Romney the State Department, he's just going to run his own foreign policy and he'll never look back and he's not going to take direction from Trump. Now, can those problems be solved? Yes. It wouldn't be the first time, you know, a team of rivals from Abe Lincoln and Doris Kearns Goodwin's book. You could have that. Yes, that's a possibility, but I think it's going to be very difficult. Petraeus is more... some sense, Petraeus is a tougher nut for me. Yes, he had, I mean, he's a brilliant military man. There's no question about that. And Lord knows we need one or two or three of those. But Petraeus, in addition to the classified information issue with respect to his extramarital affair, there's another issue with Petraeus, and that is the night of Benghazi. Petraeus issued a press statement as the head of the CIA that basically took the Obama position of saying Benghazi's was caused by a video, not by a terrorist uprising. Now, later on, that was changed. But I've never forgotten that. How in the world CIA, which knew exactly what was going on, could possibly go political and take the White House line about this goofy video, which it turns out had no impact whatsoever. Yeah. This was a terrorist attack. Why was David Petraeus a party to that? That troubles me.
Yeah, it's a good thing to bear in mind as we see this story develop. I don't disagree with you, Larry Kudlow. Larry Kudlow, CNBC, always good to have you, sir.
Thank you.
It is now 8:45 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're trying to work through this rush hour now on 270 in the northbound direction. Not used to a northbound delay, so keep alert if you're on the spur heading northbound past Democracy. That's why you're in that stop and go right as you head up onto 270 near Montrose Road, the scene of the crash. We're trying to get that out of the left lane. Southbound, of course, we're still in the thick of the rush hour with a little bit of a sloppy morning. So have some volume into Clarksburg and then Germantown and on to the 270 spur. Interloop into Bethesda. That's slow as well. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, south and Jessup, each direction and Laurel, seeing that stop and go. The George Washington Parkway, very slow this morning. Had the two car fender benders southbound, south of the Key Bridge. It's been out of the travel lanes, but we are still in big delays and big delays 395 out of Newington into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll have some showers around, damp pavement this morning, and might make some puddles second half of the day. Maybe a rumble of thunder, 66, a south breeze, 15 to 25 miles an hour. 60 degrees tonight, showers and thunder showers becoming likely again after midnight after a break early. Showers and thunderstorms early tomorrow, still a chance of showers in the afternoon. Breezy and mild, up to 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
We continue to learn more information about the dead terrorist from Columbus, Ohio. Well, from Somalia via Pakistan, who
carried
out his terror attack there in Columbus, Ohio yesterday on the campus of Ohio State University. And we shall find out more. I mean, everyone's saying that this 18-year-old named Abdul Razak Ali Artan, yes, was a Somali refugee. He left Somalia in 2007. He lived in Pakistan. And then in 2014, came to America as a legal permanent resident. But and why he would plow his car into a bunch of fellow Ohio State University students and then stab them with a long knife described as a machete. Why he would do that, we don't know. The motive is still unclear.
Yeah. Well, is it really? Because I mean, Facebook page, apparently he made references to a lone wolf attack. He cited the name of radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki. So, I mean, doesn't that sort of tell you where the guy's head was?
Oh, he said, as quoted in a school paper, "I'm a Muslim. It's not what the media portrays me to be." You know, if you're upset that the media is portraying you as a Muslim to be a rampaging murderer, maybe you shouldn't go on a murderous rampage.
That's right. That would be a good thing to do. That's right.
That said, one thing we are definitely learning about this attack yesterday in Ohio State, and that is that politicians and media members alike cannot stop themselves to jump out in front of these stories and try to make it about guns. Senator Tim Kaine of the great Commonwealth of Virginia tweeted at 11:52 in the morning, "Deeply saddened by the senseless act of gun violence at Ohio State this morning, praying for the injured and the entire Buckeye community." Then at 1:15 p.m., he tweeted out, "Updated reports say attacker used a vehicle and knife. Horrifying and senseless, relieved the scene is secure, and praying for victims' recovery. How about some note that actually a gun saved the day?
Yeah.
There was nothing
there
senseless.
There was no senseless gun violence. There was gun violence that made a great deal of sense. It was perpetrated by a police officer.
Their first instinct is to blame guns. The second instinct is to blame some radical Caucasian hillbilly who probably voted for Trump. And then when they find out it's pretty similar to a lot of these other terror attacks we've been dealing with, you don't hear much from them.
No. They go very quiet. It's 8:49 on WMAL.
These guys...
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
A recent study showed that one of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist on a regular basis is due to dental fear. Yeah, boy, I can relate to that. My experiences when I was a kid going to the dentist were, well, let's just say they weren't comfortable. And it actually modified my behavior as an adult. I dreaded going to the dentist. I avoided going to the dentist. I was afraid of going to the dentist. Now, I don't mind saying that. I don't mind admitting that in a very public way, because guess what? I have learned that I am not alone. I mean, look at that study. It's one of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist now is because they're afraid of the dentist. Listen, I'm telling you all of this because I've found a great solution. Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I've been going to them for 3 years now for my dental needs, and they're amazing, and they helped me overcome my dental fear. Sedation Dentistry. Find out more about it. Find out from Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb. It is a godsend for people who have dental fear. If you've got that nagging tooth pain and you've been putting off the dentist, please give Rocky a call at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Do it now. Make this your New Year's resolution before New Year's. 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life, and now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS Neurohealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
You know, as news of skyrocketing healthcare costs dominate the media, I've got some good news for you. Now listen closely. You're going to like this one. You ready? If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Now, I know you've heard that before, but we really mean it this time. If you talk to the concierge medical team over at Principal Medical Group, listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless. I know firsthand how Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group put their patients' priorities first. Wouldn't you like to experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, the quality care you deserve? You're going to feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Does that resonate with you? Half the care for twice the price. Paying all this money and you're not even getting the care you got a couple of years ago for less money. Go, please, get a free consultation with Dr. Jones in his McLean office. Visit principalmedicalgroup.com and you can book your free consultation. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. principalmedicalgroup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Want to know how long you'll live? Ask your parents. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. It's no secret, people in some families live longer than others. But a new British study found a solid scientific link between the age someone's parents died and how long they're going to live. The risk of death was 17% lower for each decade that at least one parent lived beyond 70. People whose parents lived longer also had fewer incidences of heart disease, heart failure, stroke, hypertension, anemia, high cholesterol, and AFib. Now, look, this isn't all genetics. People in the same family often live similar lives and make the same lifestyle choices. The choices you make are going to be the most important factor in determining the length and quality of your life. Eat well, exercise, get plenty of sleep, don't drink to excess, and whatever you do, don't even think about smoking. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Does this sound familiar? You're about to get intimate with someone, and then nothing. You can't do it. Male performance issues are devastating and embarrassing. And who are you going to talk to? Your friends? Your wife? Your dad? So you suffer alone. This is a common story for half of men, but it doesn't have to be. Talk to Boston Medical Group. Men, if you have performance issues, then you need to call Boston Medical Group. They've helped thousands of men just like you, and their treatment is 98% effective, even for men who can't take prescription medications like Viagra or Cialis. You'll receive a personalized blend of FDA-approved medications formulated to treat performance problems, and their medications work in minutes. They're so confident, if you don't see results with the very first treatment, you pay nothing. So one phone call, one very professional visit, and you could be enjoying romance again. Stop suffering. Call now. 800-885-3232. That's 800-885-3232. 800-885-3232.
It's 8:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, the rush hour continues on. To the Wilson Bridge, it's just filled the volume near Route 5, Branch Avenue, Maryland into Virginia. But let's go the other direction. The outer loop as you head past Andrews into Largo. Big delays to get by the crash just north of 214 Central Avenue. Stay to the right to get by. Again, that's the Maryland Beltway outer loop near Central Avenue for the crash. 270 in the northbound direction. The crash as you come off of the 270 spur and head up to Montrose, that was slowing you in that stretch. Southbound on the spur, still quite slow. And we haven't recovered yet. George Washington Parkway southbound, big delays heading down toward the bridge's earlier crash had been cleared. Update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. NEE, and now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few showers around for the first part of the day. Showers and maybe some steadier rainfall as we go through the afternoon with a thunder shower. A gusty south breeze and a high of 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees. It's 8:57.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Hey, we the people made history. We triumphed over the political and media elite. Bravo! Now comes the dirty work draining the swamp, dismantling decades of progressive policies which have brought America to the brink of financial ruin. One book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, explains what must be done right now. It offers solid steps to protect yourself from the risks these elites have set in motion, like a $20 trillion debt explosion, an entitlement collapse, stagnant growth with rising inflation, and the ongoing war on cash and your privacy, all of which could take many years to repair, even under President Donald Trump. Expect much pain before any gain, like after the Carter years. So do not let your guard down. You must call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. Again, 1-800-289-2646. Write it down, 1-800-289-2646. Then what are you going to get? A free $20 book right now. 1-800-289-2646.
Well, tomorrow we'll have the latest on the Trump cabinet announcements. Expecting some big announcements today.
Yeah, in fact, we'll have that at the Drive at 5 today as well. Coming up next is Chris Plant.
Hey, apparently something happened at Ohio State University yesterday, and the media can't figure out what it is.
Yeah.
But it might have something to do with alienation and a cold society and a media age. And then again, it might have something to do with him being a flippin' jihadi and attacking a bunch of students at a campus, trying to butcher them. And how about him?